We will enter a very difficult spiritual subject matter. I know it is a very subject matter we have to enter with great care. But I think since most of us are longer in the process, it's necessary to address it. Chanting with genuine spiritual emotions. Gaurasacharitamritamritanidhi Gauram sadaivastuve Gaurena pratitam rahasya bhajanam Gauraya sarvam dade Gaurasti kripalu atra naparo Gaurasya pritya bhavam Gaur gauravam acharami bhagavan Gaura prabho rakshamam. It's an ancient verse by Srila Raghunandan Goswami about taking shelter at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Gaura is the nectar reservoir of divine nectar pastimes. I always chant the glories of Gaura. The most esoteric form of worship was preached by Gaura. I offer everything to Gaura. Other than Gaura, there is no one in this world as merciful. Oh, I will become the servant of Lord Gauranga. I act in reverence centered on Gaura. O supremely opulent Lord Gauranga, please protect me. In a verse of taking shelter. I was very, very impressed by Romapad Maharaj's presentation, which went into this day, or opened the day, or set the team in a day, there was almost a synchronicity, was what I was thinking and intending, and what Maharaj was speaking. He made one point which I would like to remind you of, that really a feeling which we look for in spiritual life is a feeling of faith. And our advancement is the really an advancement or journey of faith from Shraddha, then it goes to Nishtha, over a few steps, to Nishtha, firm faith. Really, we walk on the ground of Shraddha all the way up to the kingdom of God. Guru Maharaj, give us the ultimate enlightenment. If you don't give us the ultimate enlightenment within 3 days or four, we will leave you, said once to a group of restless disciples. The guru was hard pressed. He said, I wish, but your hearts are not ready for the ultimate enlightenment. They still have holes. You will lose it. Oh, Guru Maharaj, you have said this already for 10 years now. Our question to you is, are you just evading the subject, avoiding the subject? Are you actually able to give us the ultimate enlightenment? Yes or no? Internally, that great soul prayed to Lord Krishna, how can I help my rebellious disciples now to progress and not leave me and go guru hopping? After a desperate 5 minutes, he said, I have one last test for you. Depending on how you do this test, we will proceed. Come back in 1 hour. When the disciple returned, the guru had a big basket of different fruits. Bananas, apples, mangoes, chicos, sitafal. And he distributed the fruits to all of his disciples and said, "My last test is this. Eat this fruit, but eat it so that no one sees while you eat it. Eat it in absolute secrecy." "Well, that's simple," said the disciples. They went to a lonely place in the forest. It was a hermitage or a traditional gurukul. And after some time, everyone came back. And as a proof of their accomplishment, they brought the apple remnants, another brought the banana peel, some other a mango pit. "We have passed your test. Give us the ultimate enlightenment now." The guru said, "Well, we are still expecting one of you, Gopal Das, Brahmachari. Only when he is back, it will come." They were, Gopal, the simple Gopal. Always him. They waited for another hour, for 2 hours, for 5 hours, for 1 day. Only the next day, but not in the morning, in the evening, Gopal came back. He had a complete mango, not an eaten mango, in his hand. "I failed your test, Guru Maharaj," said Gopal. "I looked for a place where no one would see me, but I was unsuccessful. I went into the very remote part of the forest, but also there I felt eyes were watching me. I went to the waterfall. Then I went underneath the waterfall." I don't know if you know this. When there's a waterfall, here's the cliff, the waterfall will come. Usually here's a place where you can hide just in case someone looks for you. "I went there, but I always felt God was watching me. You had said, Vasudeva Savam Iti, in your first lessons to us, the Lord is everywhere." Now the guru looked at his disciples. The disciples didn't have the faith of Gopal, that Krishna is everywhere. Therefore, they thought, if I eat in a lonely place, I'm lonely, I'm without God, I'm without anyone. But no, Krishna is everywhere. The guru wanted to, and they were ashamed. They excused themselves profoundly and they said, "Yes, we are not qualified. We have not really imbibed the deep Shraddha which is necessary for God, for Krishna realization and God realization. I very much liked how our discussions went, and some of you were moved when Anuttama addressed us and said, Krishna, to realize that everything happens under Krishna's control, when bad is good, even when bad becomes good, that's important. See, I need to explain something to you before we will listen to a very nice recording of Srila Prabhupada. When we speak about experiencing the higher levels of chanting, and we will do that in a moment, And when we speak about this, you can't really teach someone to in a theoretical way. Yes, I mean, there are different things, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given a list of sadhan kramas, steps in the sadhana. And there is a lot of analytical thing. But really, the spiritual journey in chanting is something which has to do a lot with your heart. It's not, and you really have to develop the qualities of the heart. Simplicity we heard this morning, and gratefulness. These are things, how will you teach them? One Mataji even said, she had heard, you cannot teach gratefulness. Queen Kunti said on gratefulness, you can measure a person's character by how grateful he is. You know, this is very important, subtle things. Queen Kunti in Mahabharata. So, what I'm doing in this japa retreat, now I have to, Romapad Maharaj caught me really red-handed, and he had said this day, this japa retreat is totally different from seminars which I usually give, where I give point one, point two, point three, four, five, learn this, write it in your book, you will be examined on it. No, this retreat is something else. I try to somehow, and I'm very imperfect, and tomorrow I will ask you for the feedback where on the areas where I can improve. And I'm trying to bring you in a process where you will be able to experience the transformation of the heart. It's really not even me who tries to transform your heart. It's your own chan. It's the holy name which does this with you, Chen. And I'm just trying to bring you some concepts so that your way of approach to the holy name will facilitate that. Maharaj has, with his very analytical intelligence, told you the two things which were in my mind. I wanted to teach you effort. That's why because you can't force love of Godhead, but you can force yourself to concentrate or bring yourself to concentration with a simple, few simple techniques which we learned. And I try to teach you in that one day, expecting the mercy or praying for the mercy. And we will hear more about this. Now we will hear Srila Prabhupada. It's a famous lecture. I believe some of you are, or most of you will be familiar, but it's different when you hear it from the tape. In this lecture, Prabhupada will cry with genuine spiritual emotions. And we will just listen to this and let this work on our heart. Srila Prabhupada gave this lecture at the installation of Sri Sri Rukmini Dwarakadish in Los Angeles. And he talked about you have to become fire, you have to become pure. I mean, you have to become fire to enter the fire. So in the same way, you have to become pure to enter Krishna consciousness. And then he will talk about a devotee who speaks with his deity, Vamsidas Baba. You know, who is on that level where he has a pure communication with Krishna. And then he will say something which I believe could be, again, entrance gate into genuine spiritual feelings. It will have to do with gratefulness. I will not say what it is, but you will please listen very attentively. Now, I do hope that the technique is clear enough. Please listen very carefully. It is about 3 minutes only, so give it your best, please. Some of you might... Yes, we have fresh air. Good. Fresh air is just now coming. Okay. Please play.
Without being purified, you cannot touch Radha Krishna. Yes. without becoming Brahma, you cannot approach Brahma. Without becoming fire, you cannot approach fire. Because the inconsistency of temperature, it will burn. Just like here is fire, and I am feeling temperature. But the fire flames within the fire, they do not heat. Because the temperature is the same. Similarly, without becoming Brahma, without understanding oneself, realizing himself, nobody can. Krishna is the Param Brahma. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Purusham Shashvatam. Therefore, one has to keep himself very purified. Otherwise, you cannot touch Krishna. That's not purpose. It is fire. So you have to become fire. And how to become fire? Fire, you are also fire. But now you are covered fire. Covered by this material body. Therefore, you have to spiritualize this body by purification process. The same example, just like this iron rod. It is iron, but you put into the fire, it becomes warm, warmer, warmer, then red hot, and then it is fire. Similarly, by this process, chanting process, by regulative process, it is, you are becoming warmer, 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 warmer. And when you fully become red hot warm, then your body is as good as this. So, we have to keep ourselves always in the fire of Krishna consciousness. Then everything is all right. Otherwise, it will become dull. And it will be simply idol worship. That is the difference between idol worship and deity worship. If there is no life, then it is idol worship, hedonism. And when there is life, feeling, where is Krishna? Here is Krishna. Oh, I have to serve Krishna. I have to dress on him. I have to serve Radharani. She is here. Oh, I must do it very nicely. And as far as possible, decorate her to the best capacity. In this, if you always feel Krishna conscious, then you have fire. The same is now, keeping with the fire. And if you think it is breath made dull, I would say, idol. These dhamam prabhadanta dhanasa tayo bhajama. If you think this is a brass-made idol, then it will remain a brass-made idol to you forever. But if you elevate yourself to higher platform of Krishna consciousness, then Krishna, this Krishna in top. This Krishna in top. There is a Bhushidas Bhavari Maharaj. He was talking with his deity. Krishna, just like Mother Mahan. He was talking with Sanatana Goswami. Mother Mahan, Sanatana Goswami at that time had no temple. He was hanging his deity on the tree. So, Mother Mahan was talking with him, Sanatana. He was bringing all his joy. Chapati is, and it is stale, and you don't give me even little salt, how can I eat? Sanatana Goswami says, sir, where shall I go? Whatever I get, I offer you. You kindly accept. I cannot go, old man. So Krishna had to eat that. Because the bhakta, he is offering. He cannot refuse. Dhimam bhaktya aparit. The real thing is bhakti. What you can offer to Krishna, everything belongs to Krishna. What you have got, what is your value? And what is the value of your things? It is nothing. Therefore, the real thing is bhaktya. The real thing is your feeling. Krishna, fine everything. I have no qualification. I am most rotten and fallen. But I applaud this thing for you, please tell. This will be accepted. Don't be patha, always be careful. You are dealing with Krishna. That is my request. Thank you.
This feeling is the real thing. You are dealing with Krishna. Don't be puffed up. This are genuine spiritual feelings. I will now request you to go into an exercise where you either write down your thoughts or think. But isn't that a wonderful excerpt from a lecture? Very moving. Very. It's difficult to say something after this is so beautiful how Prabhupada speaks. My dear devotees, if you want to make something out of an experience, the 64 rounds day, you need to reflect after it has happened. I request you to reflect for about 3 minutes or so. What was my experience? You might like to make a few notes or just think about it. And please listen before you start, because it's not yet over. And I would like you to concentrate a little bit on the peak experiences, some highlights you had. We have put dots for peaks. These are peaks. And also the valley experiences. I don't know if this is an English word, but I think you know what we mean. We have made some crosses for these. Then I would like you to really think about this. You will need to identify your experience. What happened? Just be analyze it. I was sitting there. Something happened. First, you will think, yeah, I was sitting there. Time was passing. That was happening, certainly. Something else was happening. We look for the experiences inside. We want to analyze them. Therefore, peaks and valleys. Like Ramapad Maharaj said something about one experience which was almost mystical. He saw that he was on this path for a longer time, or? Yeah. Yes, Maharaj. And since you shared, I want to share you something on this. When on the last Japa retreat, it was only 10 days ago, we had an excursion to a monastery garden, and there I chanted under a tree, and I saw something which I am no longer hesitant to reveal. Since many times, you must know, I'm predestined because my mother's mother had this clairvoyance tendency. And I've always seen myself that I had something to do with a Christian background. I saw such pictures in dreams, mostly. And I saw also that I did a mistake in a previous life. This time, as I was chanting in this information field or morphogenetic field of the monastery, I was chanting, all of a sudden I saw my face covered with tears. I interrupted, and was I crying? No, I was not crying. The vision came back. I saw myself in black robes, running in desperation through the hallways of a monastery, or is it not hallways, corridors of the monastery, looking always back as if something was chasing after me, something or someone. And then, for the first, this is a reoccurring picture, but then for the first time in my life, I began to understand what it was I was afraid of. I had a problem with the dryness of the heart in my spiritual practices at that time, and I did something which I believe has something to do with the black arts, to get towards the experience, and so on. Something which I did in this life also before Krishna consciousness. Don't worry, I'm not a sorcerer. Some little experiences, childlike. And I regretted that very much. And now I was running away because something or someone or whatever was chasing behind me. And I was really feeling it as I chanted. Then, for the first time, I mean, the first time was a revelation what it could have been, my terrible mistake. But then I heard a benevolent, merciful voice saying, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. In this life you will not reach me, but in the next life I will appear to you in a very merciful form. And as I was chanting my mantra, I understood that merciful form is the holy name. I understood that at that moment. Not in a theoretical way, but in a practical way. I was, now, Hare Krishna, what wonderful. The circle closes. Oh, finally. Because Prabhupada had said to us that many of the devotees who come to this movement they are on a long path, a path which was in a previous life. So when Romapad Maharaj revealed this vision, I thought, oh brother, ride on. This is how we say in American English, ride on. I felt that this was very nice and very well spoken. My dear devotees, just the fact that you sit in an environment like this and participate in something which is where we attempt to be spiritual shows that you have been granted some mercy. Before I give you the exercise, I want to tell you, you know, today I took talk to the caretaker of this place. Is it a caretaker, or how would you say, sir? Yes, a caretaker. And the lady said, wow. How did she express it, Savatma?
I can feel the spirit of this place.
I can feel the spirit of the place. And then she said, I'm living down there and I see you in deep prayer. You know, see you people in deep prayer. You may say, oh no, I'm struggling. And you may talk about the Japa experience. It was my toughest day. But everyone else except for you sees it's a spiritual event in your life. I'm a little bit strong with you. So I would really now like Gaurahari to put some nice music, this Vrindavan music, so that we can reflect. You might like to write down, please write down, what was my experience, the peaks and the valley. And I would suggest to you, since we have our celebrated author amongst us, Satsvarup Maharaj, to take to the style of free writing. Satsvarup Maharaj, would you, if you don't mind, we would like to hear your free writing on this, because you are our example. So I better tell this now to you, so that maybe you if you feel you like to do this, to share it with the group, I would be very honored if you would say, no, this is too free. I would not like to share. But do something like free writing. Not everyone has a notepad. I have one pen and I have sufficient paper. Who has no notepad? You are going to get it?
I have extra pens.
Extra pens. So let us get ready to the free writing style. Free writing, just for your education, this I learned from Burijan Prabhu. I hope it's the same as our guru of free, not guru, our Satsvarup Maharaj said. What does it mean? You just freely write what comes from within.
Yes.
No editing.
Right.
The idea is not to produce a piece of literature. It's just let it come. What was your experience? Just start, for instance. I was sitting down in the morning. If you don't feel that this is how you can access your inner, and you are more analytical by mind, I can imagine this is for the, maybe for the intuitive persons amongst us, then you can also write down some points like this. I myself have tried free writing, but I'm pretty intuitive. I prefer to make notes on a point. That's my style. And when I write a different way. So this is only a suggestion to you. If it works for you, do it. If you are more analytical, write down notes. Whatever it is, please write peaks and valley experiences. Do you understand what is a valley experience? Good. Now, is everyone equipped with the writing? Why write? Because you will be asked to share it with someone in the second step, and you need to have something to share. So now, please do your spiritual archaeology. And do it fast. Start now. 5 minutes, is that good? Even at the risk of losing the sympathy of my herb supplier, Kosharupa Mataji, for interrupting, I would... you can continue on your own later, if you wish. I would now request you to look at the unveiling of the second line. What have I learned for my life with the Holy Name from these experiences? I would request you now to form diets. Is that what we say? Turn to, how do we say this word? To get into pairs of two, please. And briefly tell the other person what about your peak and valley experiences, at least those which you feel you can relate to others. Huh? You can choose someone whom you feel it will work, it will flow. And then, very important, before you start, devotees like to now talk, I know, but before you start, please, can I have your full attention, please? Your unadulterated full attention. Oh, Toronto Mataji, Hare Krishna. Before you start talking, relay the peak experiences and then bring in what you have learned from this for your life with the Holy Name. This may be a little cryptic, how I expressed it. I mean, really, have you learned some principles? Have you extracted some principles from this, which will be useful in your further chanting? The idea is, we hope that this day was something like spiritual archaeology for you, where you were able to go deeper and deeper, remember the faces, and there was still another face, and another face, and another face. And we hope that you have found some principles. And if you have not found some principles, you might be enriched by seeing that the other person has seen a principle, and then you say, oh, yes, that I also know, and then something will come. This is the benefit of this. Anuttama Prabhu?
If I understood you right, you want us to just begin the discussion on our notes as well as the... May I make a request or suggestion?
Please.
Could we have 2 or 3 minutes to write individually our answer to question B, because that may take some thought process which...
Okay. Will not come, yeah. Very well. Very well. And very experienced advice. So we will not now immediately go into groups of two. We will stay for us and think about what I have learned from this. This is maybe the simple way to express it. What have I learned from this? Huh? Yes, Prabhu?
You said something about astrology.
We had some art presentation, faces. Yeah. Archaeology, I wanted to say archaeology. Archaeology, yes. If you missed it, today will be another art presentation which will be even more deeper and psychological than the one you saw. Yeah. So is it clear?
We have a triad. Is that going to work?
Also, all right. If you prefer a triad, yes.
Is an odd number,
yeah.
Can we have three?
Yes.
But before you now start talking, I know you wish to talk. It's maybe awkward. You please write down, what have I learned from this? Or if you don't want to write, just make a note. I've learned this and that. Maybe you have learned, I really need to work on some areas. Maybe you have learned, well, I was always so tired. Maybe I should eat more healthy. Why am I tired the moment I sit down? This is unnatural. And so on. Huh? Whatever. Please start now. 3 minutes. Thank you. So, Hare Krishna. I hope we're going the right way. Is it useful? Is something coming? Yeah? Good. Then I would request you kindly. I know it's not everyone's speed. Please go into your groups of two now, and where it's a group of three, there a group of three, and discuss this. And this sharing session is really, we look for informations here. Imagine yourself, you are on a bus, and you meet someone on the bus, and you want to know something from him, and you know we soon have to get out. There is the next bus station, and he will continue driving, and I will take another bus somewhere else. So that feeling of being time efficient is very much about you. This is not about what we like to do when we are Matajis, to share our hearts and feelings. This is really, we want to get some information now from the other person. No, please don't lie. This is a natural inclination and a natural must if we are Matajis. But this is really, you want some informations from the other person. Now, what was your peak and valley? Please stay focused. What have you learned and so on? You really want to now be enriched by the experience of the other person. You will, when you get off the bus and when you are at home, you will look at this and you will think about it and then allow the emotions to come. Now it's really information, please. Please start now in your groups of two. How long? Yes, the bus ride is short. It is 5 minutes and 37 seconds. For both persons? Yes, it's short. I can tell you when it's halfway, yes.
Should we talk both at the same time to save time?
No. Don't talk both at the same time to save time. Excuse me? When the time is over, yes. I will give you a sign when it's half of your time. So I will measure from this sound. Half time is up, so you have another 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes.
Of the same person, or
I mean, if half time is up, it means now it's the other person's. We need more time. Hare Krishna Prabhus. You all look at me with angry eyes. You want to continue more?
3 more minutes. 3 more minutes.
I'm sorry?
We're sitting in the back here. We can see the whole room. Some of the Matajis, they hug afterwards. They
don't
do that yet.
How many? 3 more minutes. Vyagya Purusha says 3 more minutes. Is it all right? What is coming out, Sukala?
Feminine side.
Feminine side. Yes, we are left and right brain, I hear. Okay, please use your time economically. If you have become too emotional, now get back on track. Information, please.
Quick announcement, there's one devotee who lost the phone here. He's here to pick it up. I just want to ask if devotees found a cell phone. We're one of the drivers who's been transporting people.
Okay. I will interrupt this session in really 2 seconds, really. They are always one. Good that they want time, so it works. And then you can do it. Yeah, yes. Please stay here.
Hare Krishna. Time is up. We have a brief announcement.
Sorry to interrupt.
Hare Krishna. I would now request His Holiness Satswarup Maharaj to share his peak and valleys. And I believe it is useful for two reasons. The obvious reason is we want to hear from our most senior Vaishnav amongst us. The second reason is an educational reason. Maybe you can learn from him by looking over the shoulder, learning by looking over the shoulder of Nelly, they say in England. In other words, you may learn by looking over the shoulder of Satswarup Maharaj, how one can do free writing, because it is an exercise which does put us in touch with what is inside. It's Burijan Prabhu teaches it also at the Govardhan retreat and so on. And Srila Prabhupada used to say we should write every day a little. So maybe it is good for you, and you can learn not only content-wise, what is the content what our Maharaj will now relate to us, but what is a style to access one's inner thoughts. So this is good in the contemplative thing. Yes, Divyambara? Could we record it? Of course. If Maharaj, is it all right?
Yeah.
You can stay where you are. We can bring this.
Maybe we don't need to pin everything up with Maharaj. Balaji can just hold the microphone so that it is close by.
Okay. Peaks and valleys on 64 rounds day. Relaxed because of the dispensation Maharaj gave me not to chant under duress in attempt to enter 64 rounds. grateful, the holy name flowing as a benediction, like this music. Just here, I can't do it. Prabhu with the sweatshirt, quote, just chant on the back. Please, Krishna, give me time in my remaining years to improve, to chant with pleading emotion, quote, please let me serve you, unquote, the tulsi through my fingers all day, chanting with Baladev. I have trouble counting properly. Focus on the pronunciation, on following the letters, but I'm going beyond the mere alphabetical letters. Stayed awake, spent the time well, calling on Krishna, Hare Rama. From this I learned I'm not much attracted to the holy names. I could use more concentrated practices like this, days taken for commitment to the holy name. I'm more aware of the importance of Nama in my life and more aware of my ability to chant better if I just try to do it. It's important and deserves my best care and nourishment. I promise to give it top priority.
Thank you very much. I think it was such a nice and devotional presentation. Applauding feels out of place because
we would have to say sadhu, sadhu. thank you very much, Maharaj. I think a reoccurring theme, my dear devotees, this was only meant to allow you to go a little bit deeper and assess the experience. I can promise you, in the days to come, even weeks to come, you will find many more things than you can find now, where you are so much in the bubble, maybe, or in the environment of chanting here at the retreat. You will see there are many things which have been given to you. Since we call this session, which will end in 20 minutes, that's why I'm a little bit eager to continue now. I will now give you some tips how you can assess genuine spiritual emotions. I really believe that this is in the interest of this retreat, because Prabhupada said this in this, and it is so clear that chanting has to be done with feeling. He said that in that tape which we just heard. So devotees always have asked how to develop these genuine feelings, for instance, of eagerness, of gratefulness or gratitude, and these other things. How can we assess them? Or if they are not with us, how can we awaken them so that they are with us? I have given a seminar on Radha Desh about the subject matter called Spiritual Emotions, where I explored the subject quite deeply. And one of the main things which we presented there was that it's very difficult for a conditioned soul to say, let me love Krishna. Love never happens like this, by ordering yourself. I have to love this person. But you can start with things which are in the periphery or which are surrounding love. Feelings like gratitude, etc. The way these feelings can come to you is by being in the association of a person who has this feeling. Bhakti always comes from the bhakta. That's a rule. It doesn't travel in any other way. Just like electricity will come through the faucet, socket, the outlet. Just like water flows through the faucet. A bhakti can be attained from the bhakta. It's a general rule. It is of a great importance to us. And in order to explain to you a little bit more how this happens, I will go for a moment with you into Vedic psychology. It will become a little psychological now. I want to enter the area of non-verbal communication. Non-verbal communication does take place on different energy centers or chakras. Imagine now we are doing just a clinical analysis. A young man and a young woman meeting at a discotheque. The music is so loud they can't really communicate in words. But another communication takes place. It's a communication which is so strong that both of them decide to be a whole night together on friendly terms. I want to express it in the most distant way, in an intimate way. What has happened? What type of communication has brought this about? It was a non-verbal communication which happened through the Muladhara and Svadhisthana chakra in this area, which had to do with a sexual attraction. Let us now move a little bit higher. Have you ever noted that when you meet a person, you have a response to that person? You find him or her sympathetic, and in your mind, you feel, I would like to discuss with him or come closer to him. Not one word has been said between the two of you. You may even meet in a bus or on a street and you find, oh, this person, I feel something, and the person responds to it. In American language we would call this a gut feeling, but in the Vedic psychology we go a little higher. We go to the Anahata chakra, the heart chakra, in which we find sympathy and apathy to a person. I want to give you an example. I hope he will not be embarrassed. This was when I met Yajnapurusha Prabhu. Yajnapurusha Prabhu, I heard he saw me in Germany, but I was maybe too busy. I didn't see him. But I saw him in India and he danced. And I was looking. A very tall man, a very big head. Usually big head means complicated people. I'm saying now, these are unreflected thoughts. Then I looked at him closer, and then with a little shyness I felt, I would like to get to know him actually on personal terms. Something started in the heart. And I'm a little bit shy, not when I'm in front of other people. The more people you put in front of me, the more I lose my shyness. I'm best with 30,000 people before me. It's a strange, but when it comes to I'm a little shy and a little sensitive, and I also will I come close to this person? How close? This is my nature. With Yajnapurusha, I felt that shyness, but also that attraction. But I said most probably he will think, oh, this is Sachinanda Swami, he's, I mean, So I was not sure. So I waited until there was a good moment. And the good moment happened when we were on the roof of this temple. There is some study space on the roof of that temple. It was in the Radha Gopinath Mandir. And then I came, sprichst du Deutsch? You know, I knew he was from Germany. Sprichst du Deutsch means, do you speak German? So, and then he spoke back. At that time his German was, he had almost, it was quite broken. He had, by now he speaks perfect German again. And then we began to talk. And this first there was this non-verbal vibration, and most probably he also felt, I would like to come closer to the Sachinanda Swami, and so on. This is happening in Vedic psychology. The word is Anahata Chakra. The reason why I talk about this is not to enter touchy-feely, this area. I want to tell you that we become affected by people in a non-verbal way. That is my point here. We become affected in a non-verbal way. We have one devotee who was for a long time with us on Gauranga Bhajan group. He is a guitarist who really plays very, very expert this instrument. He is really, his name is Gopinath, he lives now in Amsterdam. And I asked him, how did you develop your attachment and feeling for the guitar music? And he said, well, if you want to know, honest and real, really, I was before Jimi Hendrix, I mean, he was playing somewhere, and I saw how he was leaning back and thoroughly, profusely enjoying the music. And that entered my heart when I just saw him leaning back and totally enjoying the music. And then I decided I will also become like that. He was becoming influenced by a talented musician in his field, it's not sattvic music, but in his field, he's certainly very intuitive and all. He was influenced, and it came into the heart a determination, so that he, as a little child, only played and tried to play as Jimi Hendrix would express himself on the guitar. And later, if you hear him playing, it is exactly the same style. Those who are knowers of music will say it goes across all the riffs and it connects melodies, which is just amazing, and so on. So, it is, we become influenced by others. Have you noticed, my dear fathers and mothers, how your teenage children at one stage of their life put posters on the wall? Do you know why they do this? Because they want to have the qualities of the people they adore on photos. They also want to be like that. And it happens. They develop some of the qualities to be more bold, maybe, to be more artistic, confident, and so on. There is, in other words, a connection of influence which happens. This connection is expressed in a commentary to Patanjali, which is ascribed to Vyasadeva. It says, it's explained in the Padma Purana. It says, one gets 1/100th of the portion of the religious merit of a person by thinking of him. In other words, if I think of a great devotee, 1%, that's 100th portion, of his qualities will come into my heart and will begin to influence my heart. If you are connected with a great devotee, not formally, but with your heart, if you listen to a great devotee, that influence will come into you. And it's a very realistic influence. It's a very formative influence. It's a very modeling influence which will happen to you. In this commentary on the Yoga Sutras by Vyasadev, I've checked a few times and everyone said, yes, it's our Vyasadev. I do not know, but in this commentary it says, one can control his vrittis. Vrittis are the thought waves. By fixing the mind on one who has transcended human passions and attachments. Yes. Let us read it again and understand it again. One can control one's vrittis, thoughts, by fixing the mind on one who has transcended human passions and attachments. My dear devotees, if you learn this simple art to connect yourself mentally with a great devotee of the Lord, you will feel how something stirs in your heart. This is not an imagination. This is a psychological fact. And more so, it's a fact of spiritual psychology. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Chaitanya Bhagavat advises that a sincere chanter of the holy name should chant in the association of Haridas Thakur. He says, even just chanting, Jaya Jaya Haridasa, Jaya Jaya Haridasa, will connect you with Haridas Thakur and his chanting energy. Very powerful method. Srila Prabhupada prepared his disciples at innumerable occasions that there would come a time when he would not be with them. And he told them how they could still be with him after he had left the planet. And I would like to read to you now a very nice section from Prabhupada Lilamrita on this, where there is a quotation of Prabhupada. Sitting on the old carpet, Srila Prabhupada spoke quietly and personally. I may be going, but Guru Maharaj and Bhakti Vinoda are here. He looked toward the paintings of his spiritual master and Bhakti Vinoda Thakur. Quotation, I have asked them to kindly take care of all of you, my spiritual children. The grandfather always takes care of the children, much better than the father. So do not fear. And then he brings this connectedness to himself. There is no question of separation. Now this is a typical endearing Prabhupada English. The sound vibration fixes us up together. Wonderful. The sound vibration fixes us up together, even though the material body may not be there. What do we care for this material body? Just go on chanting Hare Krishna and we will be packed up together. Packed up together. You will be chanting here, and I will be chanting there, and this vibration will circulate around this planet. Hare Krishna. So in my in this section, which will end in a second, I want to really imbibe into your mind that genuine spiritual feelings can be awakened by connecting with a personality who has these genuine spiritual feelings, which are beyond the feelings of the mind and the hurt ego and all the insecurities and whatever we have. I think when we played this beautiful lecture excerpt, and Prabhupada started to go into this, because the Bhakta offers, he had just spoken about Sanatana Goswami offering dry chapatis without salt, because the Bhakta offers, Krishna has to accept, and he goes into his bhakti relationship to Krishna, and then he starts to be moved. We immediately also, some movement is going on in the heart. We can feel that very acutely. So my request to you is to awaken your genuine spiritual feelings. You will please go to a pure devotee and connect with him properly. To connect with a pure devotee is only possible if you follow his concepts, his thought, and follow his example. There are two types of people who come in connection with a pure devotee: those who remain reserved, and those who follow. And when that following starts, then all these good qualities very easily surcharge your heart. And please do not think Prabhupada is gone, that he made clear here. I was amazed when my worldly father, when I turned a devotee, my worldly father was very much against this, because he had another plan for me. He wanted that I become a manager and so on and so forth. And for 10 years we didn't talk with each other. I was very stubborn. If you want to talk with me, visit me in my place, and I will not come to you. So he came, and at that time I was in an old garage, non-heated garage in the winter, sitting on the ground with a pile of blankets, translating the Bhagavad Gita from English into German. I saw my father at the garage window, his face looking at me, and then I saw my father do something which I have never seen him before. He started to cry, and he had to turn his face in the other way, and he went into the cold, snow-covered temple gardens. Then I thought, okay, my father has gone all this way. I better give up my stubborn resistance now. And I released myself of the blankets, or I don't know, even maybe I even went with all the blankets outside. And I went to him and I comforted him. My father was in tears. You, who could have such a future, sitting in a cold garage without any heating, without proper lighting, this is intolerable for me. And what will happen to my colleagues if I tell them how I met you? Why are you always so extreme? From that position, my father came a long way. He went to India, visited some sadhus, asked them if it was all right what I was doing in the Hare Krishna movement, if it's at least a good Indian movement, or is there something wrong with it? Now he's very interested in spiritual things. And one day he came to me, "Have you heard of Ramses?" You mean the Pharaoh? Or? No, no. Another Ramses. I said, no. Well, I know of something about the Pharaoh, what we learned in school. No, this Ramses is better. He still lives. He is, you know, he's in the universe, and people channel him, and they get answers to perplexing questions. Would you like that I have some contact, that I ask your question to Ramses? I said, wait, do you have faith that Ramses exists and that he... Yes, he says many things. Then I thought, no, I have my Prabhupada, no need of Ramses. But I immediately thought, he has so much faith that he can contact this spirit in the universe and get answers. Why can I not have the faith in Srila Prabhupada, who is certainly a great soul? I mean, we the greatest soul, but as far as we are concerned as disciples, to contact him, not maybe channeling, but contact him the way he wanted to be contacted, that is, through his vani, through his recorded messages, and let my heart be modeled and formed by him. I decided on that day when my father spoke about Ramses that I should maybe think seriously about becoming an acceptable disciple, you know. So this is the first thought I would leave you with for today. Now we will have our lunch prasadam. And my question is, do you think we could catch up the half hour which we lost? In other words, meet at 4 o'clock? Because I absolutely want to make a pause between the evening program and the afternoon session. So if you could be there at 4 o'clock here, then we will learn other things to awaken spiritual feelings. The first thing was to connect with Srila Prabhupada. But please now don't think, I know this, I knew this point already. I have given you many informations, what happens when there is a real contact. I've spoken about Vedic psychology. I've spoken also about that these great souls never die. They can be with us, Prabhupada said, and they can be with us, for instance, if we chant. There is something like chanting in the presence of Srila Prabhupada. You may have his picture there. You may read something about chanting to be an impulse for you to think better about chanting. You may, before you start, you might like to have a tape where you can hear Prabhupada chanting. I highly recommend this chanting by example. It's a CD. It's not the sit properly thing, because there Prabhupada, you can feel there are many devotees he has to initiate and he has to finish his round. That's the other is chanting by example. I personally have recommended that to devotees and they have reported back. It helped them very much. Connect with Prabhupada. See his example. I want to end with a statement of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada had given a lecture, most probably on chanting, and a guest was there. And he asked Prabhupada, what do you feel when you chant? Would you like to hear the answer?
Now we're hungry.
Listen very carefully. Prabhupada said 4 words. I feel no fear. If you think about this, this is Kuntaloka, the place of fear. And the spiritual world in opposition to this is called Vaikuntha Loka. So Prabhupada, this world is ruled by Bhaya or by Kunta, by fear. It is ruled. It's everywhere. If I want to say fear in modern ISKCON terms, I will use the word insecurity. It's the same thing. I could also use it with a little bit more force, this word existential insecurity. Prabhupada said, I feel no fear. Vaikuntha. So, good. With this thought, I leave you. To please be there at 4 o'clock. Please be punctual, because at 4 o'clock we will learn a prayer to usher us in. Because the 4 o'clock session is a little, it will be intense. The non-present presence of God will be there. You need to be well prepared. So eat properly, sleep properly, and come back at 4 for the thing. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
4 to 6, then 7 to 9.
Anuta Maja just asked, it's 4 to 6 and then 7 to 9 again, huh?
Krishna.